Peya, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will discuss a machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding what really constitutes shikha, forgetting. The Mishnah reads, Ha'omer shehu somech la'gafa, that you have a bundle of grain, that it's placed next to a gafa, a stone fence, that are not, the gafa always indicates a stone fence is actually not held together by mortar, just pieces of stone that are together. V'la gadish, or it's next to a large pile of bundles of grain. V'la bakar, to the area where the cattle are kept. V'la kelim, or next to the area where the klei machresha, where the plowing instruments are kept. These are all distinct places, ushechacho, and then he forgets about that pile of that bundle of grain. So Beis Shammai omrim eino shikha. Beis Shammai says that's not considered shikha, because those items that it's next to serve as a kind of landmark, so that a person, even he doesn't remember it right now, he'll remember it in the future. Beis Hillel omrim shikha. Beis Hillel says no, that is considered shikha. That specific item is not sufficient in order to consider it to be, take away the idea of the din of shikha, because not once he forgot it, and it belongs now to the aniyim, to the poor people. Now the Yerushalmi tells us that this version of the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is according to Rabbi Yeshua's understanding. However, Rabbi Eliezer has a different understanding of what the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was. Rabbi Eliezer said that if you have a bundle of grain that is just sitting next to one of these items, this gufa or gadish or bakar or kalim, and he forgets it, everyone agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's considered to be shikha. That's not enough. That item is not enough to keep it from being something that doesn't belong to the aniyim. It belongs to the aniyim. There's the very fact that it's next to something doesn't make it that it's unforgotten. It's forgotten. However, where do they have a machlokas? If you have a bundle of grain that the person picked it up for the purposes of taking it to the city or taking it to his place of residence, and he put it down next to this gufa or the gadish or the bakar or the kalim, and then he forgets it after having picked it up for the purposes of taking it, then Beis Shammai says it's not considered shikha because he was already took possession of it. And Beis Hillel says, no, it is still considered to be shikha because he subsequently forgot it.